Section 2. Lesson 3 of State and Federal Laws and the Governing Documents. Let's move on to transition requirements. Transition is when control shifts from the developer to the owners. For condominiums and cooperatives, once unit owners other than the developer own at least 15% of the units, they can elect at least one-third of the board. This percentage increases to a majority when certain conditions are met, like after 3 years or when a certain percentage of units have been sold. For homeowners associations, members can elect at least one board member once 50% of the parcels are sold. They can elect a majority when 90% of the parcels are sold or under specific circumstances outlined in the governing documents. Lastly, let's cover disclosure requirements. For condominium and cooperative associations, the developer must provide essential documents to prospective buyers, including the declaration of condominium and a frequently asked questions sheet. Sellers of units must also provide current copies of these documents before a sale. For homeowners associations, buyers need a disclosure summary as part of their sale agreement. If they don't receive it before signing, they can cancel the contract within 3 days after getting the summary. Now, let's dive into some important points about the rights, privileges, and obligations of community association owners. First off, every owner in these associations has the right to gather peacefully. That's a fundamental part of being part of a community. Now, when it comes to voting, all unit owners, parcel owners, and shareholders have that right too. However, keep in mind that if someone hasn't paid their assessments, their voting rights can be suspended. We'll talk more about that in Part 4 of this course. It's also crucial to know that all condominium unit owners, cooperative shareholders, and homeowners in an association are entitled to due process. This means they have the right to fair treatment according to the governing documents, statutes, or relevant case law. Now, let's talk about cable TV. If you're a condominium owner, you have the right to access licensed cable television services without paying extra fees, aside from the standard charges. Moving on to the association's rights, in both condominiums and cooperatives, they do have the right to access individual units. This access is allowed during reasonable hours for maintenance, repairs, or replacements of common elements. In emergencies, they can enter at any time to prevent damage to common areas or units. Now, in condominiums, if a unit is abandoned, the association can enter it to inspect and make necessary repairs, turn on utilities, or maintain the unit and surrounding common elements. A unit is considered abandoned if it's involved in a foreclosure action and has been unoccupied for at least 4 weeks, or if no one has lived there for 2 months and the association can't reach the owner after reasonable attempts. Before entering an abandoned unit, the association must give the owner a 2-day notice, unless it's an emergency. This notice can be sent by mail or electronically if the owner has agreed to that method. Now, any costs incurred by the association for these actions can be charged to the unit owner and collected as an assessment. If needed, the association can even petition a court to appoint a receiver to lease out an abandoned unit to help cover maintenance costs and unpaid assessments. Now, let's touch on the Florida Administrative Code, or FAC. The code includes rules that state agencies can create, which help clarify and amplify the laws they're based on. For instance, the Division of Florida Condominiums, Timeshares, and Mobile Homes has specific rules in Chapter 60. 1 billions that regulate condominiums, cooperatives, timeshare properties, and alternative dispute resolution for homeowners associations. Additionally, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, or DBPR, oversees community association managers. Their rules, found in Chapter 6120 and 61E14 of the Florida Administrative Code, cover everything from licensure exams to professional conduct standards. Now, let's shift gears and discuss the Fair Housing Act. This federal law, passed in 1968, prohibits discrimination in the sale or rental of residential properties based on race, color, national origin, sex, handicap, religion, and familial status. It's important to note that there are exemptions for housing for older persons, which can include facilities specifically for those over 62 or where at least 80% of the units have occupants aged 55 or older. Florida also has its own Fair Housing Act, which mirrors the federal law and prohibits the same types of discrimination. Lastly, we have the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, which aims to eliminate discrimination against individuals with disabilities. This law defines disabilities as physical or mental impairments that significantly limit one or more major life activities. It applies to employers with 15 or more employees, ensuring that qualified individuals with disabilities are not discriminated against in hiring or employment practices. Public accommodations, like restaurants and theaters, must also comply with the ADA, ensuring they don't exclude or segregate individuals with disabilities. They need to meet specific architectural standards and make reasonable modifications to their policies to ensure accessibility. So, that wraps up our overview of community association rights and responsibilities, as well as some important laws that protect individuals in these communities. Here are 10 multiple choice questions based on the provided content about transition requirements and community association rights. 1. What percentage of units must be owned by unit owners other than the developer for them to elect at least 1/3 of the board in condominiums? A. 10%. B. 15%. C. 20%. D. 25%. The correct answer is B. 15% of units must be owned by unit owners other than the developer for them to elect at least 1/3 of the board in condominiums. 2. When can homeowners association members elect a majority of the board? A. When 50% of the parcels are sold. B. When 75% of the parcels are sold. C. When 90% of the parcels are sold. D. When all parcels are sold. The correct answer is C. Homeowners association members can elect a majority of the board when 90% of the parcels are sold. 3. What document must developers provide to prospective buyers in condominium and cooperative associations? A. Sales agreement. B. Declaration of condominium. C. Maintenance agreement. D. Property tax statement. The correct answer is B. Developers must provide the declaration of condominium to prospective buyers in condominium and cooperative associations. 4. What happens if a buyer does not receive a disclosure summary before signing a sale agreement in a homeowners association? A. They must proceed with the sale. B. They can cancel the contract within 3 days. C. They lose their deposit. D. They must pay a penalty. The correct answer is B. If a buyer does not receive a disclosure summary before signing a sale agreement in a homeowners association, they can cancel the contract within 3 days. 5. What right do all unit owners, parcel owners, and shareholders have in community associations? A. Right to free maintenance. B. Right to change governing documents. C. Right to vote. D. Right to unlimited access to common areas. The correct answer is C. All unit owners, parcel owners, and shareholders have in community associations have the right to vote. 6. Under what condition can an association enter an abandoned unit? A. Only with the owner's permission. B. If the unit has been unoccupied for 2 months. C. If the owner is in foreclosure. D. If the owner has unpaid assessments. The correct answer is B. If the unit has been unoccupied for 2 months, an association enter an abandoned unit. 7. What must the association provide before entering an abandoned unit? A. A written report. B. A financial statement. C. A maintenance schedule. D. A 2-day notice. The correct answer is D. Before the association can enter an abandoned unit, the association must provide a 2-day notice. 8. Which Florida Administrative Code chapter regulates condominiums and cooperatives? A. Chapter 61. B. B. Chapter 61. A. C. Chapter 61. C. D. Chapter 61. D. The correct answer is A. Chapter 61. B. of the Florida Administrative Code regulates condominiums and cooperatives. 9. What does the Fair Housing Act prohibit? A. Discrimination based on income. B. Discrimination based on race, color, and national origin. C. Discrimination based on age. D. Discrimination based on employment status. The correct answer is B. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination based on race, color, and national origin. 10. What does the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, aim to eliminate? A. Discrimination in housing. B. Discrimination in employment. C. Discrimination in education. D. Discrimination against individuals with disabilities. The correct answer is D. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, aims to eliminate discrimination against individuals with disabilities. How do you feel that you understand the overview of community association rights and responsibilities, as well as some important laws that protect individuals in these communities? You can find this information on page 47 to 62 of your student manual.